I feel like at a certain point, shawty's want dating affirmative action, which, you know, they want you to just date anybody having no standards. And if they like you, you just gotta take them as is.
Fuck that shit, bro.
You think am I best financially, physically, mentally? Today, a woman who doesn't want to improve herself at all, physically, financially, none of that shit.
You affirmative action, bitch.
All that shit.
The whole time when we're talking about this, I might turn on Tinder. I don't know.
That's what you do back there when you're not switching cameras.
Chill out.
Nigga, get to switching the cameras.
All right, nigga. Damn, this nigga.
This nigga on Tinder, he don't want to fucking switch the cameras. Oh, I got fucking. This nigga is shopping for white women.
Do you have a shopping? It's crazy.
Shopping is a crazy statement.
Yeah, shopping is crazy.
Nigga, because that's what they did with us like fucking 50 years ago.
Bro, I'm trying to reverse it like Kyrie's trying to reverse it, bro.
I don't think Kyrie's trying to reverse it.
So let's get into humiliation rituals.
Oh my God.
Is Kyrie, one, going to do the humiliation ritual? Two, how do you feel about the humiliation ritual?
Kyrie tends not to fold.
Is this nigga actually on fucking Tinder? Can you see the screen? You can't see his hand.
I can see his hand.
I don't know why you're exposing me.
Kyrie tends not to fold in situations like this.
He's not going Kaepernick.
I don't think he's going to do the humiliation ritual. That's a lot of steps. They have like six steps.
It's six steps.
You know?
Gave him a full six-step program.
You know, that God gave him 10 commandments. They gave Kyrie 6 commandments.
Oh,
you know,
did God give the commandments to Moses?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, never mind. all right, yeah.
I watched the documentary. Now. Oh, shit. I watched the documentary, y'all.
Like, give it to Moses on top of a mountain. Yeah.
Yeah. I watched the documentary. Stop playing with me. I was learning shit.
Yeah, on the top of a mountain.
That nigga said, how do you know that? Because you didn't watch the documentary, nigga.
Yeah, on the top of Mount Sinai. You are right.
Yeah, I watched the motherfucking documentary, and now I am fully informed on what. Well, I didn't want to be one of these people that was commenting on something I didn't know. Huh? 3 hours. You can skip to 23 minutes. At 23 minutes is when it gets to anti-Semiticism. They really just give you the background. Bro, this shit is so funny, bro. Because, like, it's like it's teaching you something you don't know, but, like, you really already know it. And it skips from this nigga is still on Tinder.
Hey, bro, why you got... I'm listening to y'all, bro. Damn.
Do your thing, nigga. As long as you switching the motherfuckers, do your thing. It goes straight from, like... them giving the passages to Moses, all of biblical, like early biblical eras, and goes right to 13th century slavery. Like, skips the other slavery in between, goes straight to like 13th century slavery, goes straight to American slavery, skips the American slavery, goes straight to civil rights, forgets the whole Civil War. Yes. Then goes civil rights, modern era.
They could at least started from like Arab slavery or something.
No,
like,
you know,
yeah. Why'd they go straight to American slavery?
No. And it wasn't even really, I mean, it wasn't any new information that black Israelites haven't been saying for forever. It wasn't this revolutionary documentary that I would die on.
Just blow your mind. Damn. It didn't give you a new perspective.
It reminded me of like Spinnerella mixtapes.
That's so funny.
But like in documentary form. It was just straight, like, it was advertisements in the documentary.
It didn't make you think you were Israelite?
No, it did. It did. I mean, no anti-Semitic, you know what I'm saying? No anti-Semitic shit that I'm about to say. I might take this out. It did make me see where they were coming from on the hey, we're the original people, because scientifically, all this shit started in Africa.
Yeah.
So if scientifically all this shit started in Africa, is it a stretch to say, and where Moses was like Middle East Africa area, mm-hmm. Northern Africa area. Mm-hmm. So to say that Northern Africans were the original Israelites, does Kyrie have Northern African blood? Probably not. I mean, probably not. He's probably West African. Most likely West African.
Most likely West African.
He has a really small nose.
With
though.
Some native.
He's West African with some native in him. Yeah. Most likely. But, I mean, are black people probably the original Israelites? Yo, there's an argument. I'm not saying they are. I'm not saying they aren't. I'm saying there's a fucking argument. I don't know if that's anti-Semitic.
Everything in history is an argument. I mean, Moses did marry Ethiopian women. And there is, I can say this. There is subtle proof that Moses definitely could have been a black man if you look between the lines of what God said to Moses in the burning bush. One day I'll break this down.
Bro. Yeah, I don't agree with the anti-Semitic rhetoric that was said on the platform. And Kyrie should have openly said, no, 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 you can't say the you can't say the Holocaust was wrong. You can't say the Holocaust didn't happen. Like, you can't say they didn't kill 6 million
Can I give you a small hat?
Jews. I'll take one. I'll proudly take one. I'll proudly be wearing one. I'm not even saying that on some I'm copying for these niggas, like, because I don't really give a fuck. Honestly, I only care about black people. but I'm not about to sit here and act like history didn't happen. And this shit was 60 all years right, ago.
On some real shit, on no funny shit, I know, you know, give you a small hat shit.
Small hat, red hat. Kanye had the red hat and it said burn the small hat. Fuck
that,
it.
That's different.
Burn the small hat. Kanye had the cone hat and the red hat.
Yeah.
That nigga's crazy.
Awesome shit. Yeah, the Holocaust definitely happened. I don't know. Even if you want to dispute, like, even if you want to dispute specific numbers, it definitely happened. Yeah, even if you say it was exaggerated, like, it definitely happened. Like, I don't know, it definitely happened. Yeah, I don't know what else to say about that. The Holocaust definitely happened. You can't really just make all that up.
You can't. Yeah, and the fact that it happened and like it was recorded too. Like, this was not a long time ago, dog. This was like 70 years ago. This is we're not talking about like Moses in the burning bush, nigga. Yeah. We're talking about like, we're not even getting to nothing that's like not even recorded, because half of the Moses shit was like pulled down.
We're not even getting to like BC times, you know. Like,
we're not even getting to the scrolls, nigga. Like, nigga, come on, bro. We're talking about some 70 years ago, bro. We talking about like my grandma was alive during World War II. Get the fuck out of here, Kyrie.
Oh, you have relatives who were in the Holocaust. Like,
huh? You have relatives that were in the Holocaust. Oh, I thought you said you.
Ethan does not have relatives that were in the Holocaust.
I was about to say, Jesus Christ.
No.
Are you Ashkenazi? Let me know, nigga.
Ashkenazi E.
let a nigga know.
No, I do not. But yeah, the Holocaust definitely happened. I mean, that's pretty much. That's all I have to say about that. The Holocaust definitely happened.
Yeah, Kyrie, don't do your rituals.
Kyrie's still getting put through a humiliation ritual, though, to the max. They try to embarrass the man, put him through it, drag his name through the mud, make him repent on his hands and knees and beg his gods for forgiveness.
Honestly, all he should have done was apologize for not, like, condemning what was. Because, I mean, even if you're going to tweeting something out is, if I fucking tweet out gay porn, it's not gonna be like, yo, do you like gay porn? Yeah. It's like, no, I don't stand with gay porn, but I just tweeted it out randomly. Like, nigga, you're saying you're in agreement of this.
Honestly,
film
if he could just been like, I don't agree with all the documentary, but to be honest, I think it is interesting and worth even taking a look at. That would have been
good enough. I'd have stood right,
I
mean, by you.
Been good enough? I don't know, but it would have been better than
for me. I'm talking about personally for me.
Yeah,
but the fact that he didn't say anything against it. Kind of hard to stand with you, bro, because this shit does have anti-Semitic shit in it, like a whole bunch of two things could be true. You could be doing a humiliation ritual to you, and it could also be a fucked up documentary. Two things could be true. What's your thoughts on it, Amari?
I just think that Kyrie, although like poor decisions are not subject to, like, when you get popular or famous, regardless of any of that, you can still be an ignorant person and you can still make bad calls and bad choices.
Yeah, of course.
So, you know, granted, I'm not going to say that I want to defend Kyrie, but I just want to make people understand that being stupid is not dependent on your income.
Yeah.
No.
So it's like, especially you can make a lot of money, Kanye, and still make horrible decisions
and do horrible things.
So, or lose $2 billion a day.
So it's like I'm not like I just want people to like hop off the dick, man. Like, we already did this. We got our piece out. We said our shit to Kyrie. You know, everybody was outraged. All right, you know, like, you know, it wasn't like horrible to where he wasn't actively throwing out hateful rhetoric. He didn't stand with it. He didn't double down on it when he was asked about it. He just said, you know, I know who I am, and this helped me, like, learn a little bit. Now, regardless, you know, everybody learns wrong shit all the time. It happens all the time, bro. The flat earth is still existent.
Low key, this is really fucked up though. The more that I think about it, the more I think of how fucked up it is, right? Because if you come from the angle as they're saying, like, the Holocaust didn't happen, it's less fucked up. I'm going to be completely honest. It's more fucked up when you come from the way that he kind of phrased it. Because even when they asked him about specifically about the Holocaust, he said, I know where I come from. I can't be anti-Semitic. So is he saying that since we're the original Hebrews and we're the original Jews, that when they killed 6 million of those people for identifying as Jew, because, you know, fuck it, we're going to just say identifying as Jew so everybody can be happy. For identifying as Jew, they killed 6 million people for identifying as Jewish. They're saying that, like, oh, y'all wasn't really killed for identifying as Jewish. Y'all was like, y'all not even really Jewish. Like, y'all stood on some shit and died for it, and y'all wasn't even really Jewish. I would be mad as shit.
I don't think he was trying to say that. I think the message of the whole documentary kind of did allude to that. But I just think that Kyrie was just trying to make a point of like, he learned something. Because, like, at first, because you have to realize he watched this documentary of his free will.
Yes.
Then he thought it would be something to post. He posted it, and then people asked him if he's anti-Semitic. Is that the correct time, Merlene?
He posted it, and then they
called him anti-Semitic. Yeah. So it wasn't like
he had never said anything about being an original.
Yeah. So yeah, he wasn't trying to say, like, you know, he wasn't trying to make like a argument of saying, like, you guys are dying for the, like, y'all guys are.
Well, I'm saying the second part because in that second interview where he's standing up, he said, I can't be anti-Semitic. I know where I come from. Mm. Saying, hey, I am the Jewish people and we already, it's almost, the documentary is almost saying, like, we went through our slavery because, you know, the whole descendants of, oh, wait, y'all don't know.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, but most people don't know, like, the theory that we're the curse of Ham and we're descendants of Cain and that black people are cursed and we already went through our suffering. And now the documentary is essentially saying, now it's our time to shine. Now it's our time to come back.
You know, what's the worst part about this type of history? It's like when you try, as a people nowadays, if you learn anything, it's hard to verify. It's not that easy to verify.
Because
people are, and I'm going to sound very, very pessimistic, but people are stupid. So it's like when people learn something new, regardless if it's actually true, if it aligns with what they already believe, or goes like informs them of something that they never heard about, but like it sounds like it makes sense, they're gonna take it and run with it, regardless if they actually doing the fact checking and stuff. And I think that's what Kyrie did, and now he's like still running with it because no one's proved them wrong, just like the flat earth theory. And it's like, it's really annoying to see, like, on full display. Cause I see this, like, even at my job, people will come to me and, like, actively be like, you know, Trump's the reason we had great economy, or, you know, stuff like that. And granted, you know, some of it might be valid. Some of them might actually, you know, cause Trump did, like, help a little bit. Yes. But I'm saying, like, people will make stupefied claims off of brandish ideals and not really know the full story of it and choose to just go with their, I don't know. It's just their own.
The curse of Ham theory falls flat because if these idiots study the Bible, they just take a verse and run with it. That's what a lot of people, they take a verse and they run with it and stretch it out to the max without reading the rest of the book. You know, the book has a lot of, you know, the book explains stuff very well, you know. That's one thing I say about the Bible. And God's curses don't even last that long. God says his curses last at most 3 generations. How many generations has it been since the Ham shit?
My nigga.
Like,
my nigga. 1,000? Since Ham?
We can't even for sure trace our bloodlines that far. That's like the.
But, and that's what. Like the, like, and that's what he's saying on some, like. Especially if we.
Humans in Pangea.
Especially if we go to, like, if we go, like, early 2000s BCs, my niggas, like. Like, when we're going this deep into history, it's all he said, she said. It's all word of mouth. It's all word of pass down. We didn't even have real written documents back then. There's the scrolls of
Dead Sea Scrolls.
There's the Dead Sea Scrolls, but I mean, come on, my nigga. Like, let's all be very, very honest. Let's all be very, very honest. We don't fucking know.
All right, I'm Milton.
I'm Mia. Nice to meet you.
Nah, not with that voice, bro.
You're not fucking with it?
No, I'm talking about the nigga. He ain't getting, he ain't getting her with that voice. I'm Milton.
Type. I have here thick, sassy, sense of humor.
Is there anything else you want to add to that checklist?
That's about it.
So we for work.
Look, bro, she already got the handle of the
button. Damn.
So
that's about it.
So we,
like, you ain't getting nowhere. You ain't getting nowhere. She already locked and loaded. Damn.
She about to go.
She go. She on go mode, bro. She on go.
She smart, though. That's why I would have my shit.
I'm a school bus driver.
She gonna hit it. Oh, these hoes are... These hoes are...
Speak your shit, nigga.
These people say, like, I'm a school bus. I think it'd be confident to be like, yeah, I whip a school bus. Right, come on.
Damn, that was quick.
How did the bro? How did this not go viral? But watch the part of it. That makes me so mad. Bro, I know I'm foreshadowing to something that's in this video.
I don't want, but just look.
Bro, that's crazy.
Bro, just listen to this nigga complain though. This complaint shit. Man, that was quick.
I don't think he got diamonds on his finger.
Damn, that was quick.
Take your blindfolds out. And look at each other.
That nigga didn't even want to show his face. He's like, bro, what?
Yeah, I'm driving a school bus. I'm sorry, I'm driving a school bus.
That man iced out for a school bus driver.
That nigga iced out. Oh no,
I'm whipping these little niggas. Hold on. 4 p.m.
Hold on, man.
Shout out to my nigga.
All out of money. Wait. Got open that motherfucker. Yeah. Oh my god.
Get the bag, nigga.
Why did you?
I just wasn't feeling sparked. Didn't feel like conversation was flowing.
Get the fuck out of here. He said school bus driver. That's
nice, nice to meet you, though. Yeah, absolutely. Got the
Do you regret it now that you see him?
He's very handsome, but stay where I stand with. Just didn't feel the flow.
What do you like to do for fun?
I am really open to trying anything new. I'm pretty new to the area. Right now, it's mostly been like hitting as many different breweries to try as I can because I think that's really cool.
Okay.
Craig owns a bar.
Oh, love that, Craig.
I do. A lot of my time is spent around like breweries and wineries and alcohol and stuff like that.
Completely get that. I just started a new job recently and I work in the beer industry now. So it's been a lot of stopping at bars.
You need to work in the fitness industry.
Fuck yeah. She's wow. Holy shit. Wow. Press play. Wow. Before we get canceled.
What would you like behind the camera? Like, God, you said something.
Things like that, so it's become a workplace for me.
And what kind of job do you have in the beer industry?
So I work in marketing, so I'm a brand manager.
That was funny.
So when you're dating, what age group do you normally kind of stick to?
I usually go 22 to 30 older, so my age range is usually like 22 to 32 kind of thing.
I'm 39.
Okay.
And so I told you this thing was way out of the range.
Damn.
To be totally transparent. I have two kids and I'm divorced.
Okay.
So like throwing that all on the table.
Appreciate that. They're not shit.
Wow. They're not shit. Wow. They're not shit.
Wow.
Yo, this girl was firing niggas up. Yo,
I'm about to say this nigga owns a bar, bro.
Yo, a wise man once told me, man, when you wake up, do two things. Fear God and then fear a woman right afterwards, man.
No. You know what a wise man once said?
Go.
Nothing at all, bro. Like, this nigga actually...
This nigga, man, one Drake bar. There's a Drake bar that says a wise man once said nothing at all. And he thought that shit is so fire. That shit is not fire. That shit is not fire. Press play. That shit is not fire, nigga. That shit is ass bar. Shit is not cold.
I know I'm gonna get killed.
Like, what's the fuck? That bar is not cold. True,
that nigga just didn't say shit. That nigga went and got up.
Did you hear that shit in the song? Go like, oh god,
bro, this nigga replayed it, bro. We was listening to the shit. He replayed the shit, bro. I said, what? That's not a bar. Does it mean anything? That's just Drake doing his talking nonsense shit. That's
all. Hey, bro.
I actually tried going out with
someone. Look at him, just cuts out the fucking.
Before, and it just really isn't right for me right now.
Totally get it. Yeah, I understand. It's like, it's a lot.
It's such a pleasure to meet you, though.
Pleasure. Good luck tonight.
Thank you. Damn. I feel like that I had at the bar on it.
Fuck! I was like, damn. Thank God.
No, and Matt, you know what the nigga should have came back and said, bro, she's fat as fuck.
Hey. Y'all want her? Nah, some of these niggas want her. Look at some of these niggas.
Yeah, this nigga definitely wants.
He's like, that nigga definitely needs her.
I'm ready for this one.
That nigga put on his good shirt.
Hi.
Hi.
Can I get a hug?
And where are you?
This was some. This was some. This was some.
Cookie, just rotate next.
This was some forward thinking.
Can I get a hug?
No, it's the next one.
No. Look.
Keep playing. Keep playing. Play.
This was some.
Where are you? Put your hands in. There we go. Okay.
Hello. Hi, I'm Nathan. Nice to meet you.
How are we doing?
You know, I'm great. Thanks for getting me off my feet, move around a little bit.
Yeah. You know, I'm just kind of having a good time today. It's nice. What do you find yourself doing in your leisure time?
I love watching television and film. I studied film for a really long time. Okay. So
guilty pleasures.
I always say like my number one guilty pleasure show is Riverdale.
Eating.
I will never, 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 never recommend anyone watch the show.
Okay. Sorry.
City boys, we are. Oh my God, oh my God, City boys, let's go. Get around it. That was a forward thinking.
Checkmate.
That was
checkmate, Sean.
He watched the show.
Yeah, bro, I like that.
That was some forward thinking, analytical. I could have done it better myself.
Come on, bro. It's
aggressive slam. No worries.
No, sorry. You're lovely.
Thank you.
But yes.
Was it the Riverdale?
I'm gonna be very candid with you. We have a little bit of a bromance back there, and so I kind of did it for the boys.
Report back to the boys that you got me down, okay?
His reasoning was all the guys wanted me.
Nah, that's because you're hurting. Nah. We immature on this side.
Oh, girl was bad though. Wait, let me see. Who's bad over here?
Ooh.
What? Yeah, I thought. I was looking at this one. I was looking at the mom, bro.
Might be all right.
She all right.
Just heard a big gasp from the gal room. The guy now villain number one.
Hi, I'm Nathan.
Hello.
It's nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you.
Oh, I didn't even see the girl.
Hold up. I'm Samantha.
How are you doing today?
Oh.
Take a laugh.
Oh, you really did these niggas like this?
This is all you can do, Kai?
Like, oh,
I can walk down your tower right now to give us the best question of Shawty's.
Nigga, you can walk down my road right now. With, nigga, I live in the middle of nowhere. You can walk down my road.
Oh God, bro.
She's a leper on top.
Fun fact: I know y'all don't watch anime. She's cosplaying, actually. That's a cosplay. So she's actually cosplaying.
Lofi.
Love from Demon Slayer. Her name is Love, I believe. Oh, this girl.
I think it was low-key how she did her hair.
That's how she did
it. Yeah, low-key, look at the braid. That's how she did her hair.
I just told you she's cosplaying. Like,
yeah.
Literally, yes, that's the
whole... She got the same outfit on and everything.
That's
yeah.
The whole
that's cosplay.
Yes, it's a cosplay. It's lit.
Oh, shit.
The cosplay did look like a point. You're like a four now.
A four?
You give her a point? You
a four?
For that? I subtract a point.
I'm being nice, man. This is nice. You see, this is me being nice. You see, I tell you I was gonna change my ways now.
Is this the best you can do, cut? 11 million people and you I'm gonna say I can find five girls right now.
Nigga, we can walk down that road, stop a car.
Get out.
He's like, get out.
Open they don't fucking throw that.
And put her on the cut.
No.
And that shit would be better.
So in terms of dating, what is something that is like an automatic deal breaker?
I can get really chatty sometimes, and I've had a lot in my past where people like I'll talk about something and then they'll just cut me off. I need someone who will listen to me.
What is something that you watch by yourself that's a guilty pleasure that you don't tell anybody?
I mean, I watch a lot of anime. I watch a lot of Asian shows like Korean dramas.
What is your type?
I'm definitely very into Asian men.
Huh?
Korean dramas be so dramatic.
No, fucking, have you seen African dramas?
I have.
Have you seen Indian dramas?
I've seen the clips of African dramas
that
on Twitter.
Shit so
that shit is so funny.
It's so funny.
It's so funny.
Bro, Bollywood and African dramas be the funniest shit.
Hilarious and horrible quality. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, this is
it's not like a deal breaker or anything.
What race do you think I am?
I have no idea. I don't want to make assumptions.
You want to take the guess?
I would say maybe white to Asian, maybe.
I'm Asian, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. Can we talk?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh no.
How are you?
Good.
What, bro? I didn't know he set her up with the other one too. Right after the hug. Right after the hug.
That's different.
Yo, this nigga was a demon. He was an Asian demon.
That is different, personally.
Whoa.
You know, it's psychopathy, but the game is the game, man.
The game is the game.
Psychopathy, but the game is the game.
That nigga, that's crazy.
And he got to keep hitting the hugs. He got about three more to hugs.
That's got to be his trademark now.
Crazy, call him this fat.
He's got to make a trademark out of that.
Straight men hate fat women. Straight men are the bane of existence. Blah, blah, blah. Straight men.
So this is the viral clip?
That's the viral clip. That nigga's reaction.
That nigga's.
Fat phobia. Blah, 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 blah. Honestly,
I ain't gonna lie to you though. Wait, go. My phone.
Nobody hates fat women. I don't wake up and curse at them when I wake up, you know? Look at them on TV. But, that's a joke.
This is the view.
Just like I don't want to sleep with you, or is that a sleep with you? Doesn't mean I hate you. You know? I cannot want to sleep with you and respect you as a person. I'll be cool with a fat girl. But, you know, I just wouldn't sleep with her, you know? It would be cool. We could kick it. We could get drinks or something. But I just wouldn't sleep with her, and that's okay.
I think for me, how it works is, like, I work so... I say work. I did not work, honestly. But, like, if I get my body to a certain type, I
think he was born like that. Shut the fuck up. Don't you do that. Don't you do that red pill shit. Shut the fuck up. Nigga, we was over there squatting. Then you dropped a 25 on the bar. Get the fuck out of here. Nigga talking about, nigga, we was born like this. Fuck out of here.
No, but like on some real note, like I genuinely can't, like.
I can't.
It's too much for me. I can't.
This isn't fat phobia. It's just not the nicest thing to do.
Bro, I'm not scared of y'all. I just don't want you.
It's just not nice. Like, honestly, it wasn't mean. Hell yeah.
But you know what else is mean? Only like I mean, there's a lot.
No. You know what else is mean? The clip right before when she said he was a school bus driver.
Yeah.
That was mean as hell.
It's just like this.
That was mean as hell, and no one cared. Cause y'all don't care about men's feelings.
Height shaming, you know, financial struggles. Like there's a lot of things that women look at that.
He could have been a school bus driver in the next Picasso.
That nigga was blinged up. Like, what are you talking about?
No, he was still a school bus driver.
I know, but he got the jewels on him.
bro, like, that's what people's not talking about. Like, the clip right in the beginning clip of this is a man getting rejected because of how much money he makes. Mm-hmm. Something he can control, just like something she can control.
Yeah. I feel like at a certain point, Shawty's want... dating affirmative action, which, you know, they want you to just date anybody having those standards, and if they like you, just gotta take them as is
for their personality.
Mm-hmm. Not even that. Women advocate for more shitty personalities all the time. It's just if they like you, should accept them no matter as is. You know, you gotta self improve and be the best man, but they can be how they is, and you just gotta accept them for how.
That is the realest shit. That is so true.
Fuck that shit, bro. You think am I best financially, physically, mentally? Today, a woman who doesn't want to improve herself at all, physically, financially, none of that shit.
You affirmative action, bitch.
All that shit. I work too damn hard. I've been doing this brand for 2 fucking years. 2 years. I won't even have a family right now because I know I cannot afford it. I'm trying to be the best man I can right now on all facets of my life. You think I would give my time, energy, and soul to a woman who won't even work on herself financially at all? Just to leech in every type of way? Fuck that shit.
Speak,
man.
To him. Speak.
Oh my God.
Talk to him, nigga.
Fuck that.
That nigga took the mic away. Put the mic.
We gotta value ourselves, y'all. We gotta really value ourselves. Like, I approve of men being the best version of ourselves we can be, but you gotta go and get the best woman you can get once you become the best man you can be. Like, honestly, fuck settling. Fuck, you know, oh, she got a fat ass though. Nah, bro, fat ass face, and you know, she'll take care of your kids well. Like, fuck it. Once you are the best package you can be, you have a right to demand the best package you can get. Fuck all the settling bullshit.
Oh, damn!
Can I get a word? Can I get a word?
Hey, man.